Hare Krishna. Today is Advaitacharya's appearance day. Fitting day, Monday, being Lord Shiva's day, and Advaitacharya also being a incarnation of Lord Shiva, more specifically Sadashiva, but also therefore includes Lord Shiva, who is in charge of the creation, manifesting the living entities in this universe. Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, Advaitad Harina Advaitad Achari Bhakta Samshanat Bhakta Avataram Yishamtam Advaitacharyam Ashraye. Because he's not different from Krishna, he's called Advaita, Advaitad Harina Advaitad Acharya Bhakta Samshanat. He's the leader of devotees, therefore he's also called Acharya. Advaitad Harina Advaitad Acharya Bhakta Samshanat Advaitad Harina Advaitad Bhakta Avataram Ishamtam Advaitacharya Masray. He's the Lord, and he's also the incarnation of the devotee of the Lord. Therefore, we take shelter of Advaitacharya. Today is day to remember Advaitacharya. Bhumnaratam Das Thakur says, Doya Koro Shikapati Advaita Goshai Tava Kripa Gopolipai Chaitanya Nitai. By your grace, by your mercy, O Sitapati, is the husband of Sita, not the Sita of Lord Ramachandra's consort, but Sita, his own wife, who is goddess Katyayani. By your grace, I can obtain the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, whose appearance day is next week, or this week, at least on Sunday here, and Lord Chaitanya, whose appearance is next month, in the month of March, or next month, the month after. Advaitacharya plays a pivotal role in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. In as much as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime of appearance is, a lila, Advaitacharya is considered to be the cause of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance is also a scheduled function, so he always appears. But a cause is also there for his appearance from the point of view of pastime, and that cause is Advaitacharya. Advaitacharya was born in Stilet in Bangladesh, a very pious place where many great personalities, such as Rupa Raghunath Goswami, Rupa Sanatan Goswami, not Raghunath, Rupa Sanatan Goswami, and Shivas Thakur, other great personalities, I think Pundarik Vidyanidhi, all took their birth there. And from there, he migrated to Navadvip, Shantipur, which were homes of learning, what is sort of equivalent in the modern day of a university town. And although Advaitacharya was a great Vaishnava from birth, but he was a great scholar. Born in a Brahmin family, his original name was Kamalaksha. And so he became the leader of the Brahmin community in the whole Shantipur Navadvip area. And in both places, in Shantipur especially, there were no Vaishnavas, Mostly they were all Mayavadis and Shaktas, and in Navadvip they were mostly Shaktas, but there were Vaishnavas. The Lord's associates already appeared there, so Shivas Thakur and other great personalities were already there. And so Advaitacharya had a second house. He would come to Navadvip from Shantipur. He had one house in Shantipur and another one in Navadvip. And that house was near Shivas Thakur's house. It makes a triangle between Shivas Angan and Gadadhar Pandit's home. And there he would regularly converse with the devotees who were very distraught at the condition of the Brahmin community that they had all degraded into materialists, Mayavadis, which are even worse than materialists. And so they turned to Advaitacharya. They said, please, what will happen? Doesn't Krishna say, yada yada hidharmasya vanir bhavati bharata tadatmanam shijamyanam sambhavani yuge yuge, that will appear age after age? Where is he? Where is he when there's such a complete loss of religious principles, where devotional service is being ridiculed as being some kind of sentimentalism? So Advaitacharya then began to worship the Lord in his form as a Shaligram Shila on the banks of the Ganges, offering the Lord Ganges water and tulsi leaves, citing a quote from Srimad Bhagavatam, I'm not sure, citing a quote that solely by worshipping the Lord with tulsi leaves and Ganges water, one can capture the Lord. One can make him one's property. So with this mood, Advaitacharya worshipped the Supreme Lord, requesting him to appear and not only deliver the devotees, but reestablish the real truth of religious principles that were being sorely lost as Kali Yuga progressed. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, and on different occasions he would refer to the fact that he appeared by Advaitacharya's request. It's interesting to also note there are so many pastimes, and I won't have time to mention them all, that when Advaitacharya came to this Mahaprakash, and Lord Chaitanya was asking all the Vaishnavas, he was revealing his identity to them, and particularly in the individual way that they were worshipping him, and he was asking them to ask for benediction, which ultimately meant giving them love for Krishna. And when it was Advaitacharya's turn, then he asked Advaitacharya to ask for benediction, and Advaitacharya asked that, please, don't just display the Sankirtan congregational dancing here in Srivas Thakur's home, and don't just give Krishna Prem to your associates, but do it freely, outside, everywhere, to everyone. Up until this time, the devotees had been just doing Sankirtan and having kirtan in Srivas Thakur's home. It wasn't a public affair. In fact, many of the local Brahmins were criticizing and being disturbed by the kirtans and so on. It wasn't something that Lord Chaitanya was taking Nagar Sankirtan. But from that time on, Lord Chaitanya then responded, so be it. And he was very pleased with Advaitacharya's request. And Advaitacharya's request is significant in the sense that why didn't Lord Chaitanya do it before? Because ultimately, in order to give love of God is given at the request and behest of the Vaishnava. Without the grace of Vaishnavas, one cannot attain love of God. So even though Lord Chaitanya came, Krishna prema pradayate, to give love for Krishna, nonetheless, he waited to distribute love for Krishna to people in general until he was requested to do so by Advaitacharya. Therefore, by Advaitacharya's grace, we now have the also the opportunity to attain Krishna prema, to get Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So we should be, therefore, very thankful to Advaitacharya and not neglect that. Another interesting phenomenon that took place at that same Mahaprakash was that when it came time for Sachi Mata, or after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already distributed love of God to everyone, the devotees were asking, well, what about Mother Sachi? He said, why haven't you called on her? And Lord Chaitanya said, no, she doesn't deserve Krishna prema. She's an offender. And all the devotees, they went wild. They couldn't understand what he was saying. Mother Yashoda is an offender. Mother Yashoda, if Mother Yashoda is not qualified for love of God, then how are we qualified for it? How can we get it? And Lord Chaitanya said, yes, because when Vishwarup took sannyas, then Sachimata thought within her mind that this is because of Advaita. It was Advaita's doing. He encouraged Vishwarup to take sannyas, to move on in life. And because Advaitacharya would regularly give Bhagavad Gita classes, and all the Vaishnavas would attend that. And Vishwarup was also one of those attendees at that time. So Mother Sachi didn't say anything to anybody, she just thought that. But because she thought, even slightly ill, of Advaitacharya, Lord Chaitanya said she's not qualified for sannyas, for prema. So of course, all the devotees, especially Advaitacharya, they said, oh, don't let me be, Advaitacharya said, don't put me in the situation of being an offender to the mother of the universe. And he said, I won't be able to live under these conditions. So then Lord Chaitanya had Mother Sachi ask for forgiveness from Advaitacharya. And then he gave her prema. Of course, this is a lila, this is a pastime. But still, the importance is that not only will the Lord not distribute prema without the request and blessings of Vaishnava, but even his eternal associates, if they transgress the Vaishnava Sadachar, then they too may be bereft of that. And this was, after all, Lord Chaitanya's mission. Lord Chaitanya's mission is to distribute the chanting of Krishna's holy name and to emphasize the importance of devotion over all other things. As Krishna says to Uddhava, Nasadayati mam yogo, Nasamkya dharma Uddhava, Nasvajayas tapasthyago yata bhakti mamurjitaha. He says, not by yoga or sankhya or speculation or austerities or being religious can one please me as much as one can by pure devotional service. And it is this pure devotional service Lord Chaitanya came to give, and its importance that he came to emphasize. There's a very wonderful pastime of how Advaitacharya, just in order to bring out the importance of Lord Chaitanya's distributing prema and the importance of love of God and devotional service over gyan, speculative knowledge, that he began to preach in Shantipur, Jnana Yoga, Mayavad philosophy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became extremely angry. That pastime, it's details devotees can read for themselves. It's another one of those wonderful exchanges between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. But the bottom line was, is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was forced to expose himself as both the Supreme Lord, as well as the superiority of devotional service over all other forms of self-realization, if you can call them that. Rather, they're means of purification, not really self-realization. So today is Advaitacharya's appearance day. We should remember that great personality, offer prayers to him, and by his grace, we'll get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. By Lord Nityananda's mercy, we'll become free from material attachment, and by his mercy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will also bless us with love of